The Picture of Morty and Ray is a new book by an author of some reputation in the field of children's literature, a man named Daniel Pinkwater, who joins us now from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, I'd like to add that I am the ambassador from the world of children's books.
I believe I usually get to add that, but you take the line this week.
Now, Scott, the title of this book, The
Picture... It reminds me of something,
yes,
Daniel.
I was wondering if it did, and thereby hangs the following. Mm-hmm. There's this editor. I've worked with her off and on for years. She's the kind of person with whom you get into these wild conversations with a lot of hooting and laughing, and it winds up you know not where. So I'm talking to her on the phone, and I hear myself say, okay, I've got dibs on doing a picture book based on the picture of Dorian Gray. And I hang up. And then I think, what the heck? That's a dark book. How could anyone do a picture? Now, Scott, mm-hmm. I wrote the book. I have no excuse. It's a fantastic book. The writing is good, and I'll tell you why. It's underwritten. As much of a schnook as I may be, this I know, don't try to make the text compete with the pictures to come. And this brings me to the illustrator, Jack E. Davis, an actual genius, an incredible artist. This stuff belongs in a museum. Scott, why don't you start us off?
Okay.
Let's just swap pages and read the thing, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the art.
Okay. I am Morty. My friend is Ray. I stayed over at Ray's house. We watched the late movie. It was a scary movie. It was about a handsome guy who had his picture painted. After the picture was painted, everybody came around to see it and said it was just as handsome as he was. The handsome guy behaved like a jerk. He went around being rude and hurting people's feelings. He said mean things to people and played tricks on them.
Here you see the two kids in what looks like your grandmother's house with the overstuffed furniture and the ceramic Black Panther on top of the TV set. And on the screen, a black and white film noir.
Yeah.
The next double page spread, mm-hmm. you're in the movie now.
Yeah.
And the narration says, like this. He had a flower in his buttonhole. And he said to people, smell my flower. When they got close and ready to sniff the flower, he would make it squirt them with water. Then he would laugh. He was a really evil guy.
Oh, he would tell people, look, your shoe is untied. They would bend over to tie their shoes, and he would push them over. Then he would laugh. He had this cruel laugh.
Now we go to the next spread. Scott, look at this group.
Yeah.
This is like Hanukkah at my Uncle Dave's. There's a lot of pompadours. There's a lot of wild root cream oil in this picture.
Mm.
And the text says, he had this picture painted. And everybody came to see it and make a big fuss about it. Even though he was cruel, he had a lot of friends because he was rich and threw a lot of parties.
But then the ta-da moment. Da-da-da-dum. Only somebody noticed that the picture was looking a little bit ugly. The rich, handsome guy looked handsome as ever. But the picture had changed.
The rich, handsome guy, we have to say, is the apotheosis of like a 1940s romantic leading man. And the picture now is starting to get 5 o'clock shadow and drool a little.
Yeah.
And the kid says, this is where the movie really got good. Every time the guy did something mean, the picture would get a little uglier. So he put it in a closet when no one would see it. He continued to do bad things.
At the end of the movie, the guy has done rotten things for his whole life, and he still looks nice and handsome. Then we get to see the picture. It is gruesome. It is gross. It is ugly. It is awful and disgusting.
Neat, I shouted. Neat, Ray shouted. It is a neat movie. Did you see what a neat picture? Neat. Scott, the illustrator told me, Davis told me, that these two kids, these characters, he based them on you and me. I think I'm supposed to be the fat kid with the glasses,
yes.
And you're the one with the pointy head.
Yeah, that would go, as a matter of fact. Okay. So they pick up, our heroes pick up the dialogue. Let's do one, Morty. Yes, you paint me and I'll paint you. Right, get the paints.
We painted a picture. We were both in it. I painted Ray and Ray painted me. We tried to paint each other as handsome as we could.
Now we have to do rotten things and see if the picture gets uglier. Do you think it'll help? I asked Ray. We won't know until we try. It's an experiment.
At school, we pushed little kids in the hall. We spat chewed gum in the water fountain. We stopped up the toilets with big wads of toilet paper.
We couldn't wait to look at the picture. It worked, Ray said. Look, it's uglier. Yay! We shouted.
The next day, we took the last two pickles out of a big pickle jar and stuffed them into our friend Oscar's pants. Then we poured the pickle juice on him and told people he had wet himself. Oscar got mad. I will never speak to you again, he said. Why, we asked Oscar, why will you never speak to us again?
I thought you were my friends, Oscar said. We are. We were just trying to get our picture to turn ugly. Your picture. Shall we show him, I asked Ray. Yeah. Yes, let's show him, Ray said.
We showed Oscar the picture. It was lots uglier. Ooh, I said, this is maybe a little too ugly. It's pretty ugly, Ray said. I'm nauseated. Neat, Oscar said. Neat, neat, neat. This is the coolest thing I have ever seen. You like it? We asked Oscar.
I love it, Oscar said. You can have it, Ray said. We're starting to get disgusted with it. Cool, Oscar said. He likes the picture, I said. Go figure, Ray said. I guess different people like different things, I said. Right, Ray said. Let's go and drink some pickle juice.
And like in the movie, you finally see the horrible picture. It's Simon and Pinkwater as we look today. and Oscar is beaming at it. And then there's one little epilogic picture on the very last page.
Yeah.
The three friends are walking off together. Oscar, young Oscar Wilde, has got the picture rolled up over his shoulder.
It's a wonderful story, Daniel.
Thank you, Scott.
It is. Daniel, your usual artistic collaborator is your distinguished and exceptionally talented wife, Jill.
Yes.
So what made you go outside Mishpucha, as the French would say?
Jill is Matisse. Davis is Picasso.
Well, Daniel, thank you for bringing this book and this author to our attention.
I've been waiting to bring you a book this fine for many a month.
Daniel Pinkwater, who is the author of The Picture of Morty and Ray, illustrated by Jackie Davis, published by HarperCollins.
Or you could say that I'm the author of The Picture of Morty and Ray, and Jackie Davis is the author of The Pictures in The Picture of Morty and Ray, published by HarperCollins.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.